And Art in the Air Spotlight, we now feature from Paul Henry's Gallery, the gallery owner and curator, Dave Mueller. Thank you for being on the air.
Welcome, Dave.
Hi, guys. Real good to hear from you. You know, things are pretty quiet these days, so anytime anybody walks in or calls in, that's a great thing.
Very good. Well, tell us a little bit about what you're doing under COVID-19 and how that's influencing what you do in the gallery, and tell us about where you're at and everything like that for our audience.
Well, I'd like to tell you that a lot's going on, but it just isn't. I mean, we're no different than anybody else. When that whole thing hit and we had to shut it down, we literally had to shut it down. I mean, I had event after event for March, April, and May, and it all went out the window. So what we've done in the meantime, we've done a couple things. First of all, we've had a couple of fundraisers, you know, just to bring some cash flow into the gallery that would kind of offset what we're losing. You've seen restaurants doing advanced sales and gift certificates and so forth. And that's what we've done. We started an advanced ticket sale in March and April, and kind of let that one go on for a while, and then I thought, well, you know what, no real foreseeable end to this at this point. We'll kind of back off of that, and we'll focus on a couple of more things. And one of the things was the South Lake Artist Co-op artist group, who kind of uses our gallery as their clubhouse or their meeting place. They produced a nice little coloring book that was designed by various artists, and so those were sold for about a month and a half, and now we started in on that again. So that's another activity that we're involved in. And then finally, we've got a little fundraising campaign to get some funds together to put a new roof on this place. That's an expensive proposition, and we've managed to raise some significant funds, which is very heartening, extremely heartening in this climate that we're in. My goodness, everybody's worried. People are not working, they're broke, and so on, and yet still we've accrued some donations. So that is just really amazing to see. Now, the one activity that we've kind of maintained in a different level, let's put it that way. We've taken our Thursday night jam night, which is really a signature event for us and the source of a lot of our revenue. We put that online, kind of a live stream thing, where we ask performers who have played here in the past to record themselves and then send in the videotape. We construct a two-hour live stream, and then that goes off onto the internet at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. And, of course, you can imagine in 2 hours we can pack in performances from 20 to 30 different artists. And, of course, through editing and so on, it works into a pretty legitimate professional show. And then we'll pass a little virtual tip jar during that broadcast, and then during the week following that last broadcast is available to review if somebody missed the live stream. So those are kind of like the four things that we've done, beyond the fact of I've maintained my back door being open to view the art. I've got some rules that I hold to. No more than 3 people in the gallery at a time, and everyone must wear a mask. Our hours are still the same, 11 a.m. to 5:30, Tuesday through Saturday.
We only have about a minute left, Dave, but can you tell us a little bit about where they could donate to you and where they can see these shows online?
Well, most of it is Facebook. And if you go on to Paul Henry's Art Gallery on Facebook, you'll find the links to these shows there. Or the live stream originates from another site. It's also a Facebook site called Pure Imagination, and the production is done off that site. And then we link it into our gallery page. You can find it on my personal page, on my group page for the gallery, on the gallery business page, all the way through. The rest of them, same way. Just look for the links. I'm constantly reposting these. So anyone who gets into the gallery page or my personal page, you should be able to find those. Can't, just send a message and I'll make sure that you get them. Thank you, guys, and we hope to be able to resume regular activities, but for my look at things, it won't be for a while. So look at these various sites and links, and we hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Dave.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you coming on the Art of the Year Spotlight. That's Dave Miller from the Paul Henry Gallery, which is located at 416 Sibley Street in Hammond, and how he's keeping the gallery operating in a virtual mode. Thanks for coming on Art of the Year, Dave.